the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad, the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy, on this Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Oh, yeah, you know we got tickets in hand. Let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, compadre. Plus one odds or greater. That is the bet requirement. What do you got for me on this Freaky Deaky Friday?
You and all your damn requirements, Brad. I can't live with these kinds of constraints. I was born to spread my wings and fly.
Oh, wow.
Brad, you know what? Some people look forward to Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. People look forward to Christmas. Great day. Great day with family, gifts, usually some good food, lots of wine. Some people look forward to their birthday. Maybe not as you get older, like you and I, where you don't look as forward to your birthdays as you would otherwise.
Negative.
Brad, I look forward to Happy Patrick Corbin Day!
Yeah!
Oh, it's so lovely when Patrick Corbin takes the mound with his 7.2 ERA since July 1st. It's so lovely. Do you know what happened to Patrick Corbin the last time he made a road start? Ah, yes, it was down in the desert. I remember it well. And in three innings, he gave up 10 earned runs. So, Brad, what do we do? Oh, let's put together a little SGP
here. Oh, my goodness, yes!
Boehm, Harper, Realmuto, and Schwarbs. Each one of those guys just gets me a hit against Patrick Corbin this evening. And by the way, Philly is at home. That adds up with no boost, no nothing. A plus 172 over at DraftKings. I already told you about the woes that exist with Patrick Corbin. Now, he has only faced the Phillies one time so far this season. It was all the way back at the beginning of April. However, those four guys against Corbin, on the road, by the way, against Patrick Corbin, combined for 7 hits.
Wow.
Between the four of them. Hey, Nats fans, maybe don't boo Bryce Harper anymore, okay? Because when they played in Washington, they booed him, and he proceeded to hit 2 doubles and a single. So you might just want to leave the guy alone. But the guy that we do not leave alone, the guy that we will pick on until the end of the season, is one Patrick Corbin. You can get creative with this, by the way, if you want to boost this even higher. You could do things like, I don't know, Philly to score at least 3 runs, or Corbin to have at least a walk, or maybe 2 walks. Like, you could really beef this up if you wanted to. I just like this one. Nice and simple. Again, to recap, if you're not watching on the screen and you're listening, Boehm, Harper, Schwarbs, Realmuto, all of those guys get a hit against Patrick Corbin tonight, plus 172 SGP at DraftKings.
Oh, I am sensing a theme today on the podcast. So we're going to have more action, plenty more action in the Happy Patrick Corbin Day sweepstakes on the podcast today. But right now, I got to pivot to the National Football League. I love the futures market and some of the creative offerings that are out there. And one that caught my eye, and I wrote about this in all its gory detail on thegamingjuice.com. Go there for free and sign up right now if you want all the intimate details on this wager, but I digress. Raheem Mostert, shake the bottle up and squeeze a little of that Mostert on your betting sandwich and consume gleefully. I think he's going to score 10 or more rushing touchdowns, not combined, only on the ground this season at a plus 160. Yeah, I get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I was a little bit taken aback and shocked, honestly. This is at significant plus money. Lundy last season, he scored 18 rushing touchdowns. He led the NFL in that category. I know the CMC Football Factory was a touchdown scoring machine, but a lot of those came through the air. A number of them came on the ground, but Mostert greatly outdistanced him in the rush touchdowns race. And I think it's going to be more of the same. What's really changed in Miami? I know everybody is head over heels in love with Devon Achane, the sophomore sensation, all the electric wheels that he has. He's probably going to get around 14, 15 touches per game yet again. I got Jalen Wright also on this team as well. They acquired in the draft. And you look at what Mike McDaniel has said throughout training camp. It's going to be a hot hand situation. He is greatly hinted at that early and often. I think that is what is going to be adhered to this season, with Mostert getting a lot of those touches inside the red zone. He had the fifth most red zone touches last season, 53 in total in 15 games. 16 of them came directly at the goal line. And, you know, with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, the team's going to be able to stretch the field. Tua is going to be set up there in the red zone early and often, and Mostert's going to get those opportunities. He was top 16 in yak per attempt at 3.40. And a guy, I know he's got a bottom 10 offensive line projected, but the 13th easiest fantasy strength of schedule for a running back this season. So Raheem Mostert, a must start in fantasy and a must play for me and the 10 plus rushing TD milestone market plus 160 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's stay in the National Football League. And another future that really caught my eye, especially at significant plus money. I know he is the favorite in this category, but really this should be like plus 200, plus 250, not plus 650 on who? Money man Patrick Mahomes to lead the National Football League in passing touchdowns this season. I grabbed this at DraftKings, and why this is interesting, it's a $1.50 higher at DK, better value compared to, say, BetMGM, which is at plus 500 in the exact same category. Look at the money man there in Mahomes. I know he only got 27 passing touchdowns last season, but who was he throwing the rock to? Yeah, he had Rashee Rice. Yeah, he had Travis Kelce. They have made significant upgrades in this receiving core overall in Kansas City. Now, I know Hollywood Brown, Hollywood, is going to be sidelined, more of a B movie to begin the season with that clavicle injury. But he will be back maybe as early as week three. You got Rice, you got Xavier Worthy, who you drafted in the NFL draft, and a guy that's got elite speed down the field is going to be a streak receiver extraordinaire, what MBS should have been a couple of years ago for this franchise. And yeah, you still have Travis Kelce. Yeah, you still got Rashee Rice, who may be staving off suspension. And on top of that, Lundy, I couldn't believe this when I looked this data up, but it just adds a ton more support. Mahomes has the sixth easiest fantasy strength of schedule for a quarterback. Sixth easiest for a generational talent who was top five in adjusted completion percentage last season, who was still top eight in red zone completion percentage as well. I think he gets back to that 35 to 40 passing touchdowns range, and I might be underselling it. Remember, he's got a 50 TD season under his belt. So to recap, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, be my Mahomie to lead the NFL in passing touchdowns plus 650. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm working the shoulders here at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, so, you know, I hate futures. I don't hate this one because of the price tag that's on it. I disagree with you about it being down in the twos. I think that a lot of these futures you're going to find the lowest around a 350 or so.
Yep.
So I think you could make an argument that it should be sitting at about half of this. The fact that it's at 650 makes it attractive. I'm just going to leave it at this. If I could throw quarter unit, half unit, something like that, just because, give me Jordan Love at 16 to 1.
Oh, that's spicy meatball, right? 16 to 1. Wow.
16 to 1. He has a very favorable schedule.
Yeah.
Just in general, I'm just if you were giving me a chance to take anybody at the longer odds, Jordan Love is the one that I would take. I just want to throw that out there because I think 16 to 1 is ridiculous for, you know, the guy that was second last year in passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Second. I mean, and you're getting him at 16 to 1. So I don't know. I put all that together and I'm like, man, that's awfully tempting if I wanted to sit on something for a little while. So I don't hate the Mahomes because I do agree with you that juice is higher than it should be, in terms of your plus odds, but long shot, man, it's hard to look away from Love. Again, he was second last year with 32, Tua with 36, or was it 36? No, Dak with 36.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think, I don't know. NFC North, man, is going to be really interesting. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered, I think, whether J.J. McCarthy got hurt or not. But the NFC North is going to be fun with Detroit and with Green Bay, and I think Love's going to be in the mix at the end of the season.
Bear down, Chicago Bears! I can't bet on Jordan Love.
Number four.
All right, new more Quacho here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to the diamond, shall we? And let's pick on Lundy's favorite franchise, the Colorado Pebbles, who can consistently get pulverized by opposing pitchers. And I think that's going to be the case tonight against the San Diego Padres. And Matt Waldron is taking the mound. Just give me 5 strikeouts. I'll take the over on 4.5 at a minus 135. A little bit heavier there, but I think this number is too low. And I pulled this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Waldron. He's faced Colorado a couple of times this season. 5 Ks against them. And recently, back on August the 4th, in that second start, 7 strikeouts against the representatives from the Mile High City. Waldron has gone over this prop in 4 of his last 5. He's got a very respectable 3.58 road ERA. And you might say, well, it's Coors Field. You know, is the humidor going to be cranked? Is the ball going to be flying out? Otherwise, you know, we shall see. But you look at the K per 9 overall, north of 8 on the season, a little bit lower at 7.86 on the road this year. Respectable 27.8% cold plus swinging strike rate. But this is what pushes me over the top here on this prop. Colorado in the month of August, numero dos in K percentage, punching out on 29% of their plate appearances. So it's going to be a winner, I feel, with Matt Waldron on the over 4.5 strikeouts in Colorado, minus 135 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
The reason they're striking out is because they don't care, Brad. They just want the season over with. The trade deadline came and went and the Rockies didn't do anything, which is what they always do, you had players going, well, I guess I'm stuck here. And so they don't care. They're going through the motions. They cannot wait for the season to be over so that they can turn around and live it like Groundhog Day all over again. The fact that Ryan McMahon has not gone Bill Murray with the toaster at the bed and breakfast is shocking to me at this point, because he deserves so much better, and so do a lot of the guys that are on that roster. But they're stuck in Colorado instead, and they're just going to swing and a miss, and they're going to move on, and that's all there is to it. Take the over on the K's for Waldron. I'm not touching the game, because every now and then the Rockies pull one out of their butt, especially when they're at home, but there are some good player props you can take advantage of.
Strike 3, rock 'em up, Matt Waldron.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Oh, a familiar name. I told you we're going to be picking on Patrick Corbin today. So let's go back to a player that Lundy's already thrown out on a hit parlay, part of that long legger he featured at the top of the show. And let's have a threesome, shall we, Lundy, with Bryce Harper. And I say he gets RBI against the Nats at a plus 115 juice. Yeah, a little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Harper has done this in 4 of his last 7 games. And you look what he has done against LHPs this season. You know, traditionally, lefty versus lefty, you tend to shy away from that matchup. That really doesn't apply to Harper. Many guys in the league. Look at his teammate, Kyle Schwarber, who's got the highest batting average of any hitter against LHPs on Philadelphia. And he's a hook himself. But you look at what Harper has done against those port siders, batting .310 this season with a .971 OPS at home. Pretty robust numbers as well. .299 batting average with a .976 OPS. He's got over 1,000 OPS in the last week. And you look at the history against Patrick Corbin. You know, we talk about some of the histories that are out there, like 3 at-bats, 5 at-bats, maybe 10 at-bats. No, he has faced him 43 at-bats. And he has collected 14 hits, 5 doubles. He only has 3 RBIs, interestingly, in those 43 box steps. But batting .326 when he shake it all out. On top of that, he's batting .379 in 29 at-bats against the division rival this season. So I think Schwarber will set the table. Maybe Trey Turner is going to be batting second. And Harper then slides in there at the number 3. Maybe he's batting cleanup tonight and knocks one of those dudes in. I feel Philadelphia is going to be piling up the production. This could be another 10 earned runs at the disposal of one Patrick Corbin. So as a result, give me Bryce Harper for an RBI against those Nats, plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. Fade. or follow?
No, I don't hate this one standing on its own. It's not fun. He's got, you talked about the at-bats. He's got a total of 51 plate appearances against him.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, 51 plate appearances against Patrick Corbin. Home runs? Zero.
Zero. He's due.
That's amazing to yeah. see that out of a guy like Harper. So if he does go yard this evening, it could wind up being against the Washington bullpen as opposed to against Corbin because he just hasn't really done it. Look, I told you, it's happy Patrick Corbin day. You pick on the guy. You try to find an RBI. Don't hate it with Bryce Harper. Not excited about the fact that he doesn't have a lot of them historically against Corbin. But as we start to wrap up this 2024 baseball season, getting towards the second half of August on into September, it's time to be able to get some runs on the board. And I think Harper's not a bad play to be able to do it. But again, folks, pick on Corbin tonight. There are so many reasons to do so. Harper's lifetime average, 326. Realmuto's lifetime average, 371. Boehm, 360. Bryson Stott, 417. Schwarbs, 333.
It's crazy. Well,
the lowest number I just gave you in batting career batting average against Corbin amongst those five guys that I just listed, the lowest is Bryce Harper at 326.
Yeah, utterly preposterous, the production that Philadelphia has cranked out against Corbin this season. Hey, you know what we're cranking out? A ton of content right now at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free to sign up and do so right now. We got oodles of fantasy football prep work to help you with your upcoming fantasy draft. I got one on Saturday here at Casa de Evans, as a matter of fact. We got full team breakdowns, player prop previews, all kinds of fantasy positional ranks that I'm constantly updating. Just check out the NFL Gamers Guide. It's absolutely free to access our living draft kit there. And of course, I'm rolling out more strategy content, whether it's a snake draft, maybe a salary cap / auction draft. Whatever you do this fantasy season, use us as one of your many sources to help you get over the top and score that in-season trophy. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Lundy's content is there. Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson cranking out college football stuff. I'm doing Major League Baseball. Joe Lago, our EIC, is doing all kinds of peripheral sports for the sports betting markets as well. We got it all, and I can't wait to share more with you soon of some other developments we got going on with the site. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to an L.A. Dodger. Going to be on the road in the Lou. You know, taking in the sense of the smelly Mississippi River, and that is one Freddie Freeman. And I think he will not stink at the dish. Give me the over. 1.5 total bags against the Redbirds at a +105 juice there at BetMGM. Why do I like this prop? Freddie Freeman, thank God your son's okay. And he has responded, wrapping a sizzling hot bat since his return to the lineup. In fact, he has gotten at least a couple of total bases in 6 of his last 9 games in the month of August, batting a really solid .317 with 4 extra base knocks on the season, batting .333 against St. Louis. And he is going to face who? Miles Mikolas, the mustachioed Mikolas, a guy he's had a ton of success against, definitely packing a razor and shaving him. Quite often, 7-for-15 lifetime with 4 extra base knocks against Mikolas in his career. That's also over a 1,600 OPS that he has collected. Mikolas this season, 6.38 home ERA. Ew, barf, that is disgusting. 6.30 ERA in his last 4 starts. Now, he faced L.A. earlier this season. It was actually his first start of the season way back on March 28th. And in that start, he only went 4 1/3 innings, 5 earned runs, and gave up 7 hits. And on the year, he's also allowed an uncomfortable 40.3% hard hit rate. So given the success of Freeman, given the issues of Mikolas right now, whether it's a recency bias, whether it's against the Dodgers previously, whether it's in the hard hit rate view overall on the season, his starts at home, play the matchup here. Freddie Freeman is going to have some fun tonight, baby. Give me the over. 1.5 total bases in St. Louis, +105 at BetMGM. My number 2 play of the day, Lundy, Fade. or follow.
This one's easy only because this was going to be my plus bus until I saw that it was on the list. So that tells you exactly where I feel. So take Freeman, take the plus 105 that BetMGM is giving you right now on the total bags. Yes, it's on the road, but again, history tells you to roll with the guy. And look, we've talked about it now for 2 weeks with him being back. It's a good emotional boost. I think he's happy to be back, and I think they're playing off of that. Take it, plus odds, solid play.
All right, moving on here to number one. Roll the tape, Lundy.
Number one.
My numero uno play of the day. I told you it was going to be a fade Patrick Corbin theme on the podcast today. We're going to deliver even more and more plus money to boot. The Fighting Fanatics of Philadelphia in the alt run line market. I'm going to take a minus 2.5. I say they win by 3 or more runs in this matchup against the disastrous left-handed pitcher for the Washington Nationals. It's plus 120 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And doing some research on this, normally I never remotely touch even standard run lines, let alone an alt run line at minus odds. But I have to do that right now, especially when the juice is there at a plus 120. And the reason being is this: Philadelphia has, you know, already faced Patrick Corbin this season. Corbin went, believe it or not, 6 innings in that game back on April the 5th, but gave up 4 runs and walked 3. The Philadelphia Phillies won that game 4-0. Guess what? They covered the 2.5 already earlier this year against Patrick Corbin. You look at Corbin on the road this season, 6.68 ERA. Lundy already mentioned it. 7+, to be exact, 7.62 ERA in his last 5 starts. Philadelphia, the bats were somewhat quiet coming out of the All-Star break, but they have really heated up here of late. They're number 6 in WRC Plus here the last couple of weeks. Washington, a little bit lower on that list over the same stretch at number 14. And here is something that is muy interesante, Lundy. 8 of the last 9 wins that Philadelphia has logged have been by 3 runs or more. 3 runs or more. And they have done this in 5 of 7 matchups against the Nats this season. So my number one play, happy Patrick Corbin Day, as I'm channeling the voice of Cody Decker when I say that. Philadelphia minus 2.5 on the old run line against those not so pesky but highly smushable Nats. Plus 120 at DraftKings, Lundy. Fade or follow.
So this is one I don't like getting up into above a 1.5 on a run line. I like this on the plus odds, so I'll give you maybe a slightly different play. Go add Philly minus 1.5 to the SGP that I gave you off the top.
Mm.
The 4 hits, add in the run line. You're going to jack that from the plus 172 that I got it at. I think the Phillies are going to smash them. Wouldn't surprise me if they win by 5 or more. So this is probably one that I would tail you on. Might not be a full unit bet just in case Washington does something stupid late. You know, gets some sort of meaningless home run or something like that when nothing matters. But, again, it's Patrick Corbin Day, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. And Aaron Nola has been pretty darn good at home this season. So that only adds additional support there that Philadelphia rocks and rolls. And let's roll right now into bonus time. Bonus time! Lundy, what else you got on your card on this Friday?
I've got one more while we're going to pick on Colorado, since the Padres are here in Denver to take on the Rockies as they come back after an extended road trip that they've got. Same concept that we did off the top. Let me take 3 guys that all have some history against Cal Quantrill, albeit not a lot of history against Cal. It's not like he's been in the league for a long time, but each of these guys gives you a really nice background against him and the opportunity to put bat on ball. So this is another 3-legger for hits. All I need is 1 hit out of each of these guys on the Padre roster. Luis Arraez, give me Jurickson Profar, and Ha-Seong Kim. Give me Kim, Profar, Arraez. Each of those guys, 1 hit, plus 100. Nice and easy, very simple, nothing fancy. I like that. I like ease, Brad.
I like ease too.
I like things that are easy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to. I'm lazy. Let's just. I want to be able to do that, folks. If you're looking for a player that you could stack your chips on, and by that I mean total bases, maybe an RBI. And the guy that I like personally, if I am using my home run odds boost for today, let's go to the guy that I believe has the hottest bat in Major League Baseball right now in Francisco Lindor, who will be at home taking on Rodri Munoz of the Miami Marlins. Folks, Lindor is currently on a 9-game hitting streak. And you're like, oh, Lundy, that's, I mean, you're not even, he's not even in double figures. Folks, he has 15 hits in those 9 games, okay? It's ridiculous. Yes, he is still striking out, but when he's not striking out, he's smashing the ball right now. His home run prop is plus 400. His total bases is plus 115 if you want to do two. And his RBI is a plus 180. So there's all kinds of ways you can do it. But he's hot. I like hot. I'll take hot. Okay? He's a hot hitter right now. And so I'll do that. 15-game hitting streak, or excuse me, 9-game hitting streak with 15 over the course of that. And like it's Rodri Munoz, who I'd never even heard of until I was looking things up this morning. That's, I was like, what? Who's this guy?
Oh, yeah, I've been paying him in the walks market pretty much all season long.
You might as well do that. And then go grab the over between the Twins and the Rangers. I don't even care what it is. It's probably 8.5. Maybe it's gotten to 9 by now. Play the over. I don't care. Take the alt market and take it at 10 plus. I think balls are flying in Arlington tonight, which is, it sounds like a bachelorette party. I just realized that. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
The line on that, by the way, at 8.5 at BetMGM.
Take the over. Like I said, I think they're hitting at least 10. So you might even want to alt it to over 9.5. I just think we're going to see runs. It probably means we're screwed. It's going to be 2-1.
A whole lot of old action. Let's get some more plus money on the board. The team, Huevos, parlay play of the day here in bonus time, SGP style. Give me the ice cold Pittsburgh Pirates to break out of the funk and score the win on the money line. Yeah, I know they've lost 10 straight games, but the reason why I think they're going to prevail, Paul, skates, 7 or more strikeouts is going to be toeing the rubber. The guy very much in the conversation for NL Cy Young and a rookie of the year, and I can't believe I'm saying this, lock! It's a guarantee. Even if his arm falls off tonight, he still got it. And they give me Seattle and Pittsburgh on the all total under 10.5 in that game. So uno, dos, tres, Pirates money lines, keen, 7 or more strikeouts. Seattle, Pittsburgh under on the alt market, 10.5, plus 156 at DraftKings. A little bit of background. Yeah, Pittsburgh's lost the 10 straight games. They're only number 22 in WRC Plus the last couple of weeks, but Seattle's even worse offensively over that stretch at number 27 in WRC Plus, and they've just been middle of the pack on the road at WRC Plus this season at 16. They have dropped 6 out of their last 10 on the road. I think the Pirates apply an extra layer of Old Spice and break out of the funk because Paul Skeen's going to be punching out a lot of guys. 7 or more strikeouts. Seattle, numero uno in K-rate the last couple of weeks. They're striking out 30% of their plate appearances. I know Skeen's a little bit lower, K per nine at home this year. But overall in the season, 11.25 at home, 9.80. Still, that 29.2 Colpo swing strike rate is outstanding. And he has gone for at least 7 strikeouts in 10 of his last 12 games, making 11 of his last 13 starts. And then the under in the alt market on the 10.5. Seattle's gone under on the standard run total in 7 of the last 10 games. Pittsburgh on the standard run total has actually been over in 6 of their last 10, mainly because their staff has sucked. But who is going to be taking the mound for Seattle? It's Logan Gilbert, and Logan Gilbert's been rock solid on the road this season, 3.30 ERA. The standard total in this game is pretty much universally 7 runs, so I'm jacking it up, build a little cushion in there to avoid any pushing at the 10.5. So to recap, the team, Huevos, parlay play of the day, SGP style, Buccos, money line, all skeins, 7-plus strikeouts, and Seattle, Pittsburgh, under 10.5 runs, plus 156. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. Additional action, bonus time, Lundy. Let's get another bet against Patrick Corbin, shall we? How about Weston Wilson? What a story this guy has been. 29 years old. Barely got a cup of coffee in the big leagues last year. He hit for the cycle last night. It's crazy what he did. And if you look at batters-box.com, it is extremely rare. And I'm not being hyperbolic when I say this, but it is extremely rare when you see any hitter with a rating of 1,000+. But Weston Wilson has that today. Yeah, sample size playing a factor, you know, fewer than 30 plate appearances for him. But still, a guy that's clubbing an incredible stick. He has done the 1.5 over total bases. By the way, he gets the plus money, plus 120 at BetMGM. And three of his last four games, including that cycle last night, and against southpaw pitchers this season, he's got 17 at-bats, 8 hits, 4 for extra bases. I know he's probably going to be batting down in the lineup, but it's Corbin. He could be batting last, and he's going to hit a grapefruit the size of freaking Texas and split a gap somewhere. So I think a foregone conclusion, Weston Wilson over 1.5 total bases. Oh, everybody gets it. You get a hit. You get a hit. And you get a hit. I just need a couple of total bags, and we cash in a plus 120. Another guy that I picked on earlier this season, and mea culpa. I was wrong about it because, man, is he riding the ship and has been dynamite on the mound. And that is a slithering snake himself and Ryne Nelson. I like the over in strikeouts. That number sent at just 5.5 on the road against a Tampa Bay race. Christopher Morel is probably going to be good for 2 or 3 of these, quite honestly, given his free swinging nature. I know I'm a diehard Cubs fan and watching for much of the season before he got shipped out at the trade deadline. It's plus 110 for Nelson to get those half dozen strikeouts, which he's done in 4 of his last 5 games. He's got a 3.19 ERA in those last 5 starts, along with a 10.45 K per 9. He has been outstanding in Tampa. Bunch of free swingers alongside Morel, number 8 and K rate at 24.6% the last couple of weeks. You like that one, Lundy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely like him. I this is, like you said, it's a guy that we picked on before, but you've got to recognize if somebody starts to swing back the other way, you got to take advantage of it. Don't rely on something for what you were thinking before.
Yep, and the last play I'll have for you, I'm not going to give any details. I just like the pitching matchups. You like the Mets against the Marlins. I'll take them on the money line, and I'm going to parlay that with the Baltimore Orioles on the money line. Take it on Beantown. Why? Mr. Burns is on the bump at home in Camden Yards for the O's. So Mets money line, O's money line, plus 120 there at BetMGM. All right, we are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, which kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Enjoy your weekend. Like I said, it's going to be a drunken massacre here at Casa de Evans with the annual salary cap / auction Red Grange draft. Everybody in attendance. There's a pool party. There's some rollicking bags and cornhole games going on with some side action as well. Before the drafting, I will black out at roughly 11:49 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, and hopefully I'll have drafted a good team. So, for the wonderful and outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.